The rich man wanted to be somebody. He wanted to be somebody. And he was. He was a leader in his city, his wealth paving the way towards civic influence. He was a respected Jew in his synagogue, having followed all the laws since his youth. He wanted to be somebody, well-known, well-respected, comfortable, and able to be generous. And he was. And he believed that his wealth secured it. Well, I resonate with this rich man's desire. I've always wanted to be somebody, too. I've wanted to be known and respected. I've wanted to be able to influence people and situations. So ever since I was little, I always tried to win the first prize. I always wanted the blue ribbon or the purple ribbon or the really big pink fancy ribbon. I always wanted to be the best. And I believed if I could be the best, I would be somebody. And the people I wanted to love me would love me more. Well, I wonder what being somebody means to you. Is it about wealth? Is it about being the best? Is it about popularity? How do you measure your value? How do you know if you are somebody? Is it by your net worth? Is it by your achievements? Is it by the number of Facebook likes and Instagram followers you have this week? We all have our thing that makes us feel okay. And we go back to it again and again. We're like addicts taking just one more hit to take us through the day. But Jesus is the great disruptor. He has something to say to us when we want to be somebody. The rich man came to Jesus wanting assurance that he was somebody, not just in his first century Judea, but in eternity. And here's what Jesus did. Jesus looked at him, and he loved him. He loved him. He saw him. He loved him. And then, after that, Jesus spoke. And he proceeded to invite the rich man to lay aside everything that he thought made him somebody. You lack one thing, Jesus says. Go, sell what you own, give your money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. Well, I think that what Jesus is doing here is not setting up one more impossible challenge that this man has to meet before he's accepted by God. No. What Jesus is doing here is being someone who has already looked at the rich man. He has already loved the rich man. And he is trying to help this rich man shed the shell that is keeping Jesus at arm's length. Jesus is trying to make space in the man's life so that Jesus' love can penetrate, so that it can penetrate and the man can receive it, so he can feel it. Jesus is peeling back the layers of the things that are keeping the rich man from receiving his love, from accepting it, from resting in it. To Jesus, this man is already somebody, and the wealth is just getting in the way. But the man, his eyes were so busy looking out to see if people were watching him, he couldn't see Jesus' gaze directed at him. He couldn't receive the love that was meant for him because his hands were full. He was already weighed down by the responsibilities that come with wealth. And the thing he so dearly wanted, to be somebody in an eternal sense, that was the gift that Jesus so dearly wanted to give him too and was trying to pour into him, but he couldn't receive it. He was shocked and he was grieved and he went away sad. Well, Jesus has this for you too. Even now he is looking at you. He's loving you. Can you feel his gaze upon you this morning? His love for you comes before anything that you might do to deserve it. His love for you comes in spite of anything that you think you might be doing to not deserve it. And Jesus is also inviting you to lay aside the things that you count on to make you feel like somebody. He is inviting you to lay aside the things that is keeping you from receiving his love and resting in his love. The invitation Jesus gave me years ago was to accept a part-time call in a tiny church out west. There was no winning first place there. There was no being somebody there. And that's not what the people needed. The people needed for Jesus to look at them and see them and love them. And the people needed for me to look at them and see them and love them too. And God let me soak there in that place for more than a decade in the desert, because taking down walls takes time. Letting go of the things that keep us from receiving Jesus' love, it takes time. It feels like dying sometimes. Letting our hands become empty and shedding the shell that keeps out God's love, it takes time. Noticing that Jesus is gazing upon us and being willing to receive the love that he is pouring out upon us, it takes time. And looking back, I'm grateful for the time that I had in that church. It was a wonderful church. And I'm immensely grateful for the grace and the love that those people gave me, which was so much more than I had to offer to them. What is the invitation that Jesus is making to you today? Can you feel his gaze upon you? He loves you. He yearns for you to receive his love. What's getting in the way? How can he help you lay it down? For us, so many things are impossible, and yet with God, there is nothing that is impossible.